Now, I know why DJ Shaw is here, the head coach of the Midview Middies. He must have heard me say on that WEOL mobile app, hey, Dustin Crum's on the cover of the Forecast magazine. Oh, Dustin Crum's on the cover. Whoosh!
I had to get one.
Yeah, you had to get one, man. Yeah.
Do you think DJ can get us an autograph?
How about 2 years in a row of a Midview Midi being on that Forecast magazine cover with Logan Bolin and now Dustin Crum?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool with Dustin and Logan, man. Two great players, two great people, too.
And now they're gone, Coach.
I know. I miss them. I miss them.
But you know what? As the old saying goes, I don't know who has it, tradition never dies. And the tradition of winning and that expectation of winning is now a part of Midview football. How important is that?
Yeah, it's really important. Those guys have set the stage for years to come, hopefully. And, you know, they were a lot of fun to coach. And hopefully our younger guys took something from watching how those guys prepared each day and each week. And it's just how they carried themselves, even throughout the off season. They were great leaders, and they were a lot of fun to be around, too. They were great kids.
But winning is contagious. I mean, once you're used to winning, I'm sure these kids coming up now, they're used to being popular guys Monday morning in class, and they're used to being, you know, on the radio and in the newspaper. Winning breeds winning.
Yeah, and they just have an expectation of that, I think, at Midview. And, you know, like I said, it's a testament to guys like Logan and guys like Dustin that put in the time and worked hard at their craft and, you know, ultimately had a lot of talent. But, you know, our guys that are there below them, like I said, I hope that they learned the work ethic and the extra things that guys like Dustin and Logan did and some of their teammates, you know, to get them where they were. And hopefully the expectation to win is still there, because sometimes in football, you know, mentally – Just expecting and knowing that you can be successful is half the battle.
DJ, talk to us a little bit about filling Dustin's shoes. I read the article. You talked a lot about defense. I like you going about it that way, because you really can't talk about replacing Dustin. He's the most prolific passer in Lorain County history, holds a lot of records. So the pressure of somebody stepping in that situation, how do you guys manage that as a coaching staff? Because the teenager, and you know, he knows, he saw, he watched. How do you get a kid ready to step into that role?
Well, first of all, nobody's going to expect anybody that we have to step into Dustin's shoes and do what he did. It's going to be a different player. You know, there's been nobody that I've seen since I've been coaching 9 years in Lorain County, and also played for a few more before that. I've not seen anybody that had Dustin's capabilities or talent. So we're not expecting that from any guy that we put in that position. And we've had long talks over the offseason, and we've had you know, talks throughout camp here that, hey, we want you to be you. We don't want you to be Dustin. You know, we're not changing our offense wholeheartedly, but we have made some changes. And, you know, we want you to be you, and you know, we want things to be tailored around their strengths. And you know, just the expectation that the person that is going to start for us, you know, hopefully he is a playmaker. He's going to make some plays, but we're not going to put things on his back like we did Dustin, you know, for 3 years.
Do the kids take it upon themselves? Again, you talked a lot about defense. Does the defense say, you know, we know what the offense did. We have to step up. It's our turn to take the lead on this team. It's our turn to dictate the flow of the games. Is that something you're working on all together?
We really haven't talked about that much with the guys, saying, hey, we're going to be a defensive team this year, and, you know, we're only going to score 20 points a game. Our goal is to still score 40 a game. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll see in a couple weeks here. But, you know, defensively, I think where we're kind of hanging our hat is that we have five out of the seven guys in our front seven returning. So we have experience coming back, and we have it's definitely got to be a strength of our team. But it's not a conversation as – you know, hey, we're not going to be able to score, so we've got to be able to stop people. No, we want to play great defense. We want to be physical, like we always have here at Midview. But at the same time, we want to make plays on offense. We want to go. We want to spread it out, and just like we normally have.
Again, we're talking with DJ Shaw, head coach of the Midview Middies. Middies coming off another very successful year last year, 9-1 overall during the regular season, another trip to the playoffs. And yet, it's a new cast of characters. As I said, the guy on the cover of our magazine, he's gone. So talk about this year's key players. Who are you kind of building around, DJ?
Well, first of all, I will say we have a very good senior class coming back. I think we have 26 or 27 guys in that senior class.
Wow.
And they've been a good class all the way through. They won the West Shore Conference as freshmen. I believe that was my first year as head coach there. So they have some talent. They have some guys that have played for us. So we're excited about that class, and we think that, you know, them coupled with our juniors and sophomores can be a pretty good team. But some guys that have really stuck out, Dustin's cousin, Nick Crum, he played some free safety for us last year and a little receiver. He's really gotten a lot better this offseason. Nick will be actually going to Hillsdale College next year on a football scholarship, but he's a receiver and a defensive back for us, be a big contributor. Running back Connor Wolf, big strong kid. He's been, you know, kind of a three-year starter for us. Him and Alec Four have kind of split duties the last couple years, but you know, a kid that is going to get the bulk of our carries in the backfield. We'll look for him for big things. And then, you know, up front, we have a couple guys returning. Jake Snyder plays center and linebacker for us. He'll be a three-year starter. Brandon Gilchrist will be playing tackle. He played tight end for us a little bit last year. We moved him to tackle, and he also played defensive end. Another kid that saw significant time for 3 years, been a two-year starter. Dave Kaminsky, two-year starter at right tackle. We've got some kids up front on both sides of the ball that are coming back, and, you know, we're really excited about.
But I just – Matt, last 2 years ago, I thought your offensive line was one of the most dominant high school offensive lines I'd seen in a long time. And then you put the wide receivers that you had with Dustin back there. It was just something very fun to watch. Talk to me about your schedule. You know, it's enough that you go through the grinder of the SWC, but then you take on a Lorain team for an opener that makes it to the state semis. It's like you guys don't have a chance to blink. You got to come right out of the box. So talk to me a little bit about the schedule and getting ready to come out of that box week one.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the SWC, when you just talk about the Southwest Conference and the teams that are in there, the talent, and then something that I think is very underrated is the coaches. There's no team that we play from week to week that is not ready to go in all phases of the game, and their kids are just so well coached up. So you know you got to bring your A game. But also in the Southwest Conference, just the physicality and the brutality. I mean, we've been so beat up at the end of the last 2 years, I feel like, you know. It's like kind of who's going to be the last man standing when, you know, and every team but Berea is in the Division II Region 6. So you're going to run into one of those teams again as we did Olmsted Falls last year. But then to start off the season with a team like Lorain, and Coach McFarland's just done an absolute great job over there. And those kids are buying in to Coach McFarland. He was our freshman coach at Midview the year before I took over, and I actually got to sit down and pick his brain a little bit. Man, what a great guy and a great coach. And I knew he'd do well there, but to play a team like Lorain week one is a huge challenge for us. I mean, in the off season we talk about Lorain all the time because it's our week one opponent. We want to get off to a great start, but Lorain, man, they're just so dynamic, and they showed that last year with their playoff run. You know, big, strong, and athletic kids, and now with Dave there, they're very well coached.
All right, before we let you go, because I got to leave some comments for our Midview Lorain broadcast a week from Friday on WEOL. You know, you mentioned Dave coached the freshman team. Now, I understand WEOL color commentator Rob Clerico is working with your freshman this year. I thought I had this guy. I thought I had him.
Yeah, Rob is was really good friends with one of our varsity assistants a year ago, and Todd Striebel, our offensive line coach, decided to kind of take a step back and wanted to do freshman this year. And him and Rob were very good friends from coaching at Midview back in the 90s. And he asked Rob on a whim, hey, you know, you want to coach freshman, be a little less time, we can, you know, hey, yeah, that's great. So for me, I have two, really, Rob's that ex-head coach, and Todd could be a head coach. I have two head coaches on my freshman staff, and they're just great guys. They enjoy the game for the right reasons, and the kids love them, and I'm really excited to have Rob around.
And is so. Don in the mix too?
Don, yes. Oh, the old man's there too. Geez. The old man's there too.
So. Can you imagine this freshman game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Striebel,
yeah.
Clerico, and Clerico. Yep. Sounds like a law firm.
Yep. Man, I'm going to tell him you said that.
Well, man, as I said, a week from Friday, we've got the Lorain game on WEOL, so I want to save a little bit of what I want to talk about with you for then. But
sure.
Looking forward to another great year for the Midview Middies. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, congratulations on the legacy of success that has now been established at Midview, man. It is fun to see.
Thank you. Great players, great kids, great families. And before I leave, I got to thank you guys for what you do. And I tell people this all the time, how lucky we are. We got three high school football games on the radio per week, and our kids are so lucky to be able to, you know, have media following them like that with the Chronicle and the Morning Journal. And They're just so lucky, and we're so lucky that people around here just love high school football. It's great.
Well, we appreciate the feedback.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Talk to you next week. All right, DJ Shaw joining us here at the table. Again, Midview and Lorraine. Next Friday night we'll have it on AM 930 WEOL, and, of course, it'll be Stream 1 on our app and on WEOL.com. Of course, our Cleveland Clinic Gridiron Clash to open things up.